Good morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Monday morning. And today we are in Isaiah chapter 62. Today's reading is the third in the series of prophecies that we began last week. It celebrates Jerusalem's restoration. Jerusalem's former names, which were Forsaken and the Deserted Wife, describe the city's status during the time of exile. Now Jerusalem will be called by a new name. And, of course, God's saving word for us this week is joy. So let's begin reading. I will speak out to encourage Jerusalem. I will not be silent until she is saved. And her victory shines like a torch in the night. Jerusalem, the nations will see you victorious. All their kings will see your glory. You will be called by a new name, a name given by the Lord himself. You will be like a beautiful crown for the Lord. No longer will you be called forsaken, or your land be called the deserted wife. Your new name will be God is pleased with her, and your land will be called happily married. Because the Lord is pleased with you and will be like a husband to your land, like a young man taking a virgin as his bride, he who formed you will marry you. As a groom is delighted in his bride, so your God will delight in you. On your walls, Jerusalem, I have placed sentries. They must never be silent, day or night. They must remind the Lord of his promises and never let him forget them. They must give him no rest until he restores Jerusalem and makes it a city the whole world praises. The Lord made a solemn promise, and by his power he will carry it out. Your grain will no longer be food for your enemies, and foreigners will no longer drink your wine. But you that planted and harvested the grain will eat the bread and praise the Lord. You that tended and gathered the grapes will drink the wine in the courts of my temple. People of Jerusalem, go out to the city and build a road for your returning people. Prepare a highway, clear it of stones. Put up a signal so that the nations can know that the Lord is announcing to all the earth. Tell the people of Jerusalem that the Lord is coming to save you, bringing with him the people he has rescued. You will be called God's holy people, the people that the Lord has saved. Jerusalem will be called the city that loves God, the city that God did not forsake. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12. You will be called God's holy people, the people that God has saved. And of course, for many years, the people of Israel had been dispersed throughout the empire, being punished for their disobedience to God. And now the promise is being given, and people are beginning to see the light, to see the fact that God is going to bring his people back. Those that have been scattered throughout the world will be brought back to Jerusalem. And of course, there is also a far fulfillment of this prophecy when God will bring his people back that have been scattered throughout the world and bring them back to the nation of Israel. Let's pray. Almighty God, you call each of us by name and invite us to be in relationship with you. You have promised never to forsake us. Renew my soul with the transforming power of your love. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this Monday morning to an end. Join us tomorrow as we'll be reading Isaiah chapter 63, where the Lord is victorious over the nations. Until then, may God richly bless you. It is my prayer.